Bang, bang,
bang.
Not good. Can you share it on
the
air later?
The following is intended only for mature audience.
All right. Wednesday, hump day, August 1st, the first hump day of the month of August. I hope you all got your early day hump in earlier. This, of course, is Unscripted Radio. Speaking of humping, I'm joined tonight by the lovely, unhumpable Katrina Johnson. Say hello.
Unhumpable? You're so confused.
All right, completely humpable. And then
Unflappable,
Miss Karen Ashley. Say hello. Well, I thought she was here.
Well, hi on her behalf.
All right. And then we have the... There she is. Then we have the completely flappable, because the last time I called him unflappable, he got offended. Mama is here, and she is flapped, I can tell.
I don't think we like the flap. That's what it is.
You don't like the flap?
Mama. I do.
You would.
Mama's not the flapping type.
I don't know. Right. I feel like Mama might flap you in your face if you're not careful.
That's what's up.
I'm afraid of Mama. That's just Mama don't play, and I agree.
You know who should be afraid of me, truly?
Who?
I'm a tank.
Who?
Disney.
Izzy, what does he do?
No, I said Disney.
Oh, Disney. Why?
Uh-oh.
Because I'm going to write me a strong little word of what letter. Because what had happened was I had to go over to my mama's house tonight to borrow a television because I've had this problem with eBay lately and onesaleaday.com, and I've been buying all the Herbie movies. Well, that one shitty movie they had that came out on TV, it was a TV remake of The Love Bug, only it was out on VHS. I don't have a VCR, and if I do, I wouldn't know where it's located. So I ran over to Mom's because she's got the combo thing, and you can record the VHS to the DVD, which, of course, it wouldn't let me because it was protected. And then I watched it, and I was like, oh, yeah, it doesn't matter. I don't really need to ever see this again in my life. So, Karen, when we're done with the reality show and our script, you know, for our crazy drama, we have to work on a new Herbie movie, okay?
How about no? I'm over it.
Oh, it's denied.
Yeah.
You got denied.
Wow,
okay. It's like
that.
I don't think I'm saying, bitch. No, we have to make it an interesting movie.
I think they've been there, done that, it didn't work. How about we let it go?
Well, that's the
I have to agree with Ms. Ashley.
Oh.
What?
I don't think there is anything as such a dead movie. The problem is the writing sucked, or the editing sucked, the filming sucked. That's the problem with shit. You didn't get
the
movie.
That's a huge problem. There's nothing left.
There's nothing left. There's no editing. There's no good script. There's no one. Like, what are we doing?
That's it.
Like, why?
I got
why
some idea.
Noah's Ark when the Noah's Ark has already been built.
Girl, you being fresh.
I love it when she gets all metaphorical. It's awesome. It's awesome. I love it.
Well, how about
I'm about to pull the mic, Jane. Just be silent, because I don't really want to be your friend this minute.
This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to entertain it, and as executive producer, I'm going to assign that as your first assignment as a writer. You start working on that script.
Oh, that's bad.
Wow. You know what she sounded like right now? She sounded
she
like a teacher that's completely manipulating her student that's saying, anything you want to do, you can do. You think you can fly, go build an airplane. And then that'll keep you peeing for a minute till you figure out what she just did to you.
Right. Well, what I'm honestly doing is Jeffrey refuses to write, but Jeffrey wants to be an executive producer. And so I'm not writing a Herbie script. I'm sorry I wouldn't waste 2 seconds on that. It just ain't my cup of tea. I ain't got no interest in Herbie and
just
Bug.
Need somebody to take my ideas and make them into sense on paper.
Well, then you need to hire a ghostwriter. That ain't me, though.
Hello. Have you met Karen Ashley?
She's not a ghostwriter.
If I write, I'm going to put my name all over that.
Look, it could be your name. If Disney owned Power Rangers for a minute, y'all can.
Oh my gosh. That's between them and Saban. I'm saying that I am not writing a script for anybody but myself.
Mm-hmm.
You can't.
Well,
like, you know what?
Sounds like David Yeller. That's what she sounds like.
I used to write a lot of my own scenes, and I didn't get credit for any of it. So, as far as I'm concerned, writing blows a big one. Not doing it unless I'm executive producer.
There you go.
So, there you have it, folks.
And you know what? I've never been really big on a remake. Like, I don't like remakes. I just think if it didn't work, it didn't work.
I don't agree with remakes either, but I like continuation. But you got to get rid of all the
continuation.
Why are you so obsessed with Herbie? Are you in love with
He's in love with his car.
You want to write a whole movie about your car?
No,
yes.
Okay.
Karen, what you want, he's fishing for you.
It's
got to write
be
a movie.
Fast-paced, like, crazy gas car movie. That's all.
They did that, Fast and the Furious.
Right.
Exactly.
We're
going to do it with Herbie.
Oh, God. That's even
Listen,
more
Karen,
boring. Can you,
all he really wants.
It's not believable.
Wants.
It's not even
all
believable.
All he really wants is for you to write a movie about him and his car that he bought. That's all it is.
Oh, no. Here.
Is that too much to ask, Ms. Ashley? Come on now.
So they can make the movie, and then I get one of the cars or a lot of them. That's all.
Yeah, well.
Stop being stingy.
I want a 1963 white with a 53 on the side. That is a 2008. Big difference, boo-boo.
Well,
he wants one in every color.
You can always eBay. I'm sure they got one on eBay.
I've been trying, girl. I've been trying. But, you know, they don't have it. It's not a 63. They got, like, a 72. It don't look nothing like it. It's the wrong fucking year. You can't just say no.
All this sounds like the teacher from the Peanuts. Wah, wah, wah. It's not a
personal problem. Listen.
Wah,
listen.
Wah.
I love
it. Calling you out.
The shit out of this girl.
She is calling you out.
He's going to strangle my ass when he sees me.
Yeah. You know how crazy your Power Ranger fans are. You know, they'll cut a bitch. Bitch, don't fuck with Herbie, okay? I'm not the one.
Speaking of amazing Power Ranger fans, have we seen what Mr. Ian posted in the chat room?
No.
You know, I'm curious about this. Fill me in. You got there.
Okay.
Yeah,
he posted in the chat room that he would donate his autographed copy of the Power Rangers movie, autographed by JDF, to whoever donates the most money to Unscripted
what?
Reality.
Wow.
And he said it's the best he could do because Karen always talks to him. So, Karen, you are amazing. You are a good friend. You are great to your fans.
Ian, one of your fans is being
really nice supporter and helping us fundraise.
Wow.
Listen, Ian, as much as we appreciate it, can I just put maybe a little bit of a stipulation on here? Like, you want to, you know, give this movie to the person who donates the most money. Well, I think maybe you should set a limit, because what if the person who donates the most money has only donated like $10 because the rest of the cheapskates only donated $1?
Allison
Ciccone and Bree are neck and neck on the biggest donation.
No,
so
you mean Allison,
nice.
Allison Cheeky.
I'm sorry, Allison Cheeky. But let me just put something out there, because I am good to my fans, but I do have to put a disclaimer, fans. I got a million emails, a million Facebooks, a million tweets. I got a ton of stuff. I know Jason Frank posted our you know, Indiegogo on his page. But that does not mean that you guys can inbox me and say, I'll donate if I can get pictures from Jason Frank. I can't promise you anything from him. I know that I probably could ask him for something, but I am not promising anything from him. He's not promising anything to you. So please, please, please don't misunderstand. It clearly states in the rules. If you get pictures, it's going to be pictures of me and Kat and pictures of the cast. It's going to be a cast photo. But I can't ask my friends, like, hey, guys, can you donate? You know, because they're not involved in Unscripted Reality. They are just supporters. He's a very, very, very good friend, and he has a million people on his fan page. And as a friend to me and as a favor to the show, because he loves everyone on the show, he said, absolutely, I'll post it on my wall, and I'll tell them, please support her. So just understand, I can't promise you pictures of Steve. I can't give you pictures of Jason. I can't give you, you know, pictures of anyone else. Only Katrina Johnson, Karen Ashley, Jeffrey Ennett, and Mike James. That's it. Sorry.
Miss Ashley, are you having maybe that particular time of the month? I mean, I don't mean to get personal, but you yelled at Jeffrey about Herbie, and now you're yelling at the listeners. I'm afraid.
No,
she was not yelling. She was just clarifying.
They ought to know better. Like, I can't call Jason and go, Jason, I need 30 pictures. I can't do that. That is just not a request that I even want to be. I can't. He has pictures you can buy from him at any time. You can go see him at a convention. I'm not even going to see him at Morphicon, so he's not coming. So I don't even know when I would see him next. So, no, I mean, I just want people to be clear on what we can and can't gift, you know, because I don't want anybody being upset because they want something above and beyond the gifts that are there.
Well, Jason just posted some shit that you can get pictures from him, and there's only 30 of each different style, and they're $50, and it includes free shipping, and it's in a protective case, and we'll ship in a cardboard to be avoided being bent. So you can send your $50 to Jason to buy his picture at RSKAMMA@AOL.com, or, you know, PayPal it to that account, and include your name, address, and style of picture you want. And then you can get you a picture of JDF. But in the meantime, if you buy a picture from him, you have to send us $75. I'm just saying.
No, but that's the thing. Like, he, you know, obviously, he goes to many conventions, and he does, like, limited edition pictures. Like, it's a limited edition kind of thing. Really, like, you know, it's not like the average every day you can get this picture just off, you know, eBay. It's like maybe 50 copies of this one select photo. So I know I can't promise anything to anyone, you know, like that, because that's his thing and his business. So, sorry.
but we did tell you how you could get it, and we did tell you how you can get his autograph on a Power Ranger DVD, thanks to Ian.
Absolutely. Thank you, Ian.
We love you.
Love you a long time.
Yeah.
So
there you have it, folks.
There you have it. Yeah.
So what are we still looking for? A grand?
Yeah.
Yeah, we could use that.
Yeah. We'll take
all
it.
All right. So
before Citibank recalls my credit card because I went over the limit.
Oh, yeah, we'll see.
You did.
You better start pimping yourself out. If anybody would like to spend $1,000, you can have Mike J for a week.
All you got to do is put on a net shirt.
That's all I need is a mesh shirt and $1,000. Actually, $1,280 to be exact.
A vintage net shirt, not just the average, everyday, run-of-the-mill.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what you're saying?
And
one of a kind.
Is that what you're saying our total was and that I need to send you some cash?
Well, I have to pay my rent. I'm behind a couple of days. The mesh shirt, and you have to, it was like 2 days ago, wasn't it? No, it was today. All right,
no,
yeah.
But today is the day.
I got 3 days before they come looking for me. But anyway, a mesh shirt, and you have to say the word anarchist. Not anarchist. I need you to be an anarchist. All right?
Yeah, and then whatever you need, he's got you.
Mike, you got all these requirements.
I do. I'm very particular. I mean, you know, all I need to know is that you are an anarchist and that you know where to get the ladybug bath salts. That's it.
Wow.
Wow. That's amazing. Amazing. Okay, so you guys know I'm obsessed with the Olympics. Like, I can't get
enough. Oh, who cares? It's boring.
No, Jeffy, you don't understand. Drama, drama. Like, it's not about the sports, Jeffrey. You got to get into this. Like, there's some whole drama that's going on behind the scenes. Miss Ashley, fill them in.
Yeah, like the whole backgammon team got kicked out of the Olympics because they were throwing games and trying to control, like they were trying to play each other. So they were trying to strategically throw games to kind of sway it. It was like really weird. I don't even know backgammon was an Olympic sport, but it is. And they all got kicked off. Like you go through all these trials and go through all these years of preparation and then you come and try to cheat. It's hilarious. And Michael Phelps last night, I mean, I think Michael said it in the news break yesterday where he got his 19th award, which, Mike, by the way, we got to watch out because you, spoiler alert for all the West Coasters. I was like, oh, he got 19 medals? I didn't even get to see it.
My bad. Sorry.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry.
I know. I didn't think about it until after, and I was like, no, he's got 19. Like, I've argued with my boyfriend last night, and he goes, no, he does. And I go, yeah, he does. And then I go, oh, never mind. I think he's about to win the 19th one.
I keep forgetting we're, you know, all night, we're bi-coastal.
No, I was dying. I was like, oh, my bad. I think we're watching that. He's about, yeah, it's old. Okay, sorry.
Oops.
But
I'm
the girl,
sorry, Karen's
so
boyfriend.
Exciting. Yeah, no, it was fine. He didn't care. But it was so hilarious last night because I was watching gymnastics, and I'm so addicted. And I love those little young girls. They're like 16, 17 years old, and they won gold. But it was, like, so riveting how they – it's, like, all a matter of, like, staying strong mentally. Like, these little Russian girls were kicking butt the other day, but for whatever, last night they saw the Americans do their, balance beam routine – and it, like, spooked them. Like, they were falling off the balance beam. They were, like, slipping. They couldn't, like, land. They couldn't stick the landing. It was like they defeated themselves. It was so sad, but so, like, wow. Our girls did it, though. Congratulations to them. I know you guys.
They killed it.
Oh, it was so exciting. So, that's all I got to say, because Mama's not talking to me. Because he doesn't like
Mama's mad at you. I told you, you know what? Do what you got to do, but don't mess with Mama.
Look at
yeah, don't
think
on her.
Karen Ashley, a strongly worded text message. That's all I'm saying.
Don't mess with Karen Ashley. I'm not writing a Herbie script. I'm sorry.
This bitch, she keeps talking shit. You know what? Make me try to fit my fat ass into some spandex and Power Rangers pimp slap you, motherfucker. That's what's up.
Ooh, I got a mean text. She's like, ooh, you a fat. Talk shit about her. Girl, I got a, what did you say, blasphemy up in here? I got proof that there's threats. I've got threatening text messages. Who am I sending to? The FBI.
Mike J's rubbing off. What can I say?
No. That's hilarious.
I'm just saying.
No.
Who is whispering? Why does it sound like somebody's about to get down and busy on the show?
Katrina, what's doing over there?
I just found my diamond bracelet and I'm so excited because I was about ready to cry.
You sold it?
Pretty excited. I went out last night on this modeling gig, and I was, like, really upset because, you know, a girl loves her jewelry, and I lost this bracelet that I bought myself, and I remember, like, you know when you buy yourself something, like, maybe you've been saving for a long time or you put it on layaway? I put this bracelet on layaway, and I walk by it every single day, and I was like, one day you'll be mine. One day you'll be mine. And then it was, and it meant so much to me just because, you know, I worked for it, like worked towards it, and then I lost it, and I was so upset. But
that's how Mike
just,
Jay felt about his artificial vagina.
I thought you were going to say virginity.
Right, too.
Yeah.
So, okay, so you found your bracelet, so are we having a party?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, so this is the thing, guys. I haven't seen the Batman movie, and why am I kind of afraid to go see it? Like, I'm just like, I'll go to any movie, but right now I'm just feeling the jitters about
people
going to
still
see it.
Keep slipping out like there was another incident in Miami. I'm assuming that's what you're referring to.
Really? I didn't even know. No, I'm not even, I didn't even know. What happened?
Well, I know there was an incident in Miami. Give me a minute to actually look up the full story.
Okay. I'll talk amongst myself.
Talk amongst yourself. My bad. I thought you were,
no.
Was
no,
going to be.
Well, no, because,
no,
like,
Karen, I told you.
I know, I was like, tonight, me and my boyfriend were like, let's go do something. I was like, oh, yeah, maybe a movie, or let's do something chill. Like, I didn't want to, like, I just want to do something kind of more relaxing. And then he was like, well, what about Batman? We haven't seen that yet. And I'm just like, no, I'm cool. Let's do something
different. Well, all right, here you go. A Miami beach man is in custody after he caused a panic in the theater during a showing of The Dark Knight Rises, police said Tuesday. Why do I always read like I'm reading a news break? Why can't I just be normal?
I thought
anyway.
That's what you were. I thought I was like, where's the music? I thought this was a news break.
Well, why would flip into a story for the news break that you don't have anything for? Just an idea.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah,
all right,
why don't
on.
We just play the music now?
Nice to
well,
work.
All right, then. Oh, all right. Never mind.
You know I like
what
the music.
What are we
music.
Doing, Bo? You want me
play
to
the music for the news break.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, okay, I'm listening. Miss Kitty has spoken, so here we go. There we go.
I love the music. I'm sorry. I love it. Makes me happy on the inside.
Good evening, Jeff, Karen, and Katrina. Good evening, everyone. This is the early edition of the Prime Time Update at 9:22. Let's see. A Miami Beach man is in custody after he caused a panic in a theater during a showing of The Dark Knight Rises, police said Tuesday. According to a Miami Beach police arrest affidavit, 44-year-old David Martin Escamillo was at the Regal movie theater late Monday night when he got into an altercation with another moviegoer, left the theater, and returned wearing black gloves and screamed, "This is it," from the back of the theater.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah.
That motherfucker is going to be under the jail. Like, that is like, oh, heck no. Inciting a riot.
Yeah,
what is
there
that?
Was, whatever the law is that says you can't yell fire in a crowded room or say bomb on an airplane.
Right. It's that law. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. So that, you know, wide mat. What?
Katrina, do you have a secret you want to share with us?
We want to know the whispers. What are you whispering about?
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm having a consultation. I'm doing a little bit of remodeling right now.
Well, then
oh
you can ask. Because all I hear is you whispering to some dude talking.
What's wrong with that? I got a handyman over.
We need to know what he's consultating.
I got a handyman over fixing stuff, and I'm watching him
lift
stuff,
well,
and he's got muscles.
Listen.
I'm sorry.
You going after the stranger moisture?
A little bit.
You consultate. You consultate and take care of the moisture, and the rest of us will finish up our news and then get back.
All right, you handle that. Sorry.
Okay. So, all right. A bit of dry weather across most of the country. Nearly 220 counties in a dozen drought-stricken states were added Wednesday to the U.S. government's list of natural disaster areas as the nation's agricultural chief unveiled new help for frustrated, cash-strapped farmers and ranchers grappling with extreme dryness and heat. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's addition of the 218 counties means that more than half of all U.S. counties, 1,584 and 32 states to be exact, have been designated primary disaster areas this growing season, the vast majority of them mired in a drought that is considered the worst in decades. Be prepared for rising food costs this fall.
Oh.
And fears grow of
Qaeda fighters gaining sway in Syria. As thousands of refugees flee violence inside Syria, foreign fighters are streaming into it. So long as Syrian President Bashar Assad refuses to go and Syria's transition is blocked, the danger grows more and more of foreign fighters, including extremists of the al-Qaeda type, infiltrating Syria. That was a quote from State Department counterterrorism chief Daniel Benjamin. Benjamin said the U.S. is warning Syria's rebels not to allow foreign fighters to infiltrate their rebellion, but the U.S. government isn't providing weapons to the rebels to counter this threat. Make sure you're catching up with Unscripted Radio on demand anytime by downloading the Stitcher app. It's available for your iPhone, iPad, and Android devices. You can also listen on time, or online rather, anytime by visiting unscriptedradio.com. From the Primetime Update News Desk, as I'm about to strangle Katrina for making so much racket, I'm Mike J. Back to Jeff, Karen, and Miss Kitty.
Not scared of you, Mike J. Not
Miss,
scared
I'll get
of
the
you.
Cucumber, listen, I'll get out that cucumber vodka, you'll be afraid then.
Oh,
that's
Lord,
true.
She's going to call
that's
you an
true.
Abomination. She's going to call you abomination.
You're right. I will get scared.
But here's
that's
the thing.
Abomination. That's abomination.
Right, let's get back to the Batmans. Because, Karen, let me tell you what you really need to be afraid of. The movie stuff.
Oh,
I did. I heard.
You already said that.
I know, but I'm saying it again.
You, though. Like, I've heard people say, oh, my God, it sucks, but I've heard so many people go, it's a really good story. Oh, my gosh, this is great.
No.
No?
Look, I liked the first two, but it's like watching the third one's like watching the first one. Like,
really?
It just, I mean, the only part I liked was the ending. Truly. That's
really?
All I liked was the ending. Yeah.
Hmm. So it should be like a Red Box or something? Red Box rental?
Yeah, it's not really worth to go see. Plus, like I told you with the drive-ins, we were all kind of like, well, it could have been the pot. I'm not for certain.
Oh, my gosh.
You
did
kidding.
Not.
My God.
Allegedly.
I would have been paranoid if I did that at a drive-in.
not me.
Yeah, I think that's the problem.
Yeah.
No, I was like sweet, but it wasn't even that good. Like, in the Spider-Man one was just as bad. Like, nope.
Yeah, you said that about Spider-Man. Wasn't it the same kind of deal? That was your same kind of review for Spider-Man, right?
Yeah.
Same
like,
old thing,
nothing
new,
like,
whatever.
They should have just stuck with making the fourth Spider-Man and not tried to reboot it. Like, it was just too soon. It wasn't good. The storyline was weak. Dude's in high school. And, like, he's all be bruised and shit. Like, who's somebody needs to call CPS because this kid's in high school and he looks like he got ran over by the Centro bus. I'm just saying. And same thing with Batman. Like, it was just craziness, you know. It wasn't who you thought it was going to be was a bad guy. It was somebody else. And then they set it up to go. No.
Well,
just,
don't
no.
Tell
it,
us.
Red Box it, baby. Netflix,
okay.
Something. Because it just, no.
So,
I
think, though, you know they make them because they make so much freaking money on these movies.
Exactly.
Like,
so,
puppies out.
It's at the point where it doesn't even have to be good. They're going to make money.
It's just action.
No,
special effects.
That's the thing. Like, there really wasn't that much action in the Batman movies. Maybe out of the whole, like, 2.5 hours, 10 minutes.
It was more of a drama, huh?
Yeah, which would have been fine, but it wasn't even a good drama.
It wasn't like a Dallas drama, which we're watching tonight.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, I know. My mother is not in the chat room because she's watching Dallas right now.
Oh, I love Dallas.
But I'm still an episode behind.
Isn't this the finale, the season finale, or two more episodes,
No, I think
right?
there's one more.
Okay. Yeah, I'm so excited.
I know.
But it's so you guys are so cute. I tried to watch it. I fell asleep 3 times.
I'm like in your face.
I am serious. I fell asleep 3 times. And
that's
it.
When I get to your house, I'm going to piss in the corner.
Right.
Well, I have tee pads in every corner, so that's fine.
Nice.
Well, baby Crystal might have something to say about you peeing on her area, but that's fine. Do what you gotta do. It's just cool.
Well, you know, sometimes you gotta go.
Right? Okay, so this is an interesting story that I didn't even think about. You know, everything's been going on with Chick-fil-A, and it's been, you know, a huge protest. And today was, I guess, Chick-fil-A, like, support day. If you support Chick-fil-A, you're supposed to go there or something. I don't know. One of the politicians came up with. I totally, totally didn't think about this, but, like, my niece works at Chick-fil-A. And I was, like, reading her post this morning, and she had posted something like, just because they say what they say, it doesn't mean the people that work there believe in what they believe. Stop harassing us. And I was like, what are you talking about? Like,
great point.
Because I can text her, and I may or may not hear from her because she's got a really busy schedule. And she was like, she works at Chick-fil-A. They've been, like, protesting all week. And I was like, what? And I was like, what are they doing? She goes, oh, my God. It's like, you know, they're going to have cops out there today because they're afraid that. And I'm like, why would they try to hurt a teenager who's surfing? I mean, I understand. I get the point. I completely disagree with what Chick-fil-A said. But I would never try to hurt the little 16-year-old that
was
there.
Well, it's because people are stupid and they take shit to the extreme. You know, like, all day I've been seeing pictures of gay boys kissing in Chick-fil-A or out in front of one. And it's like, you know, when you get down to the level of the person or place or whatever it is that you hate, you're just giving them more of a reason. Like, I don't agree with that. Like, just don't go there. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it really bothered you, just don't go there.
Right.
Like, last night...
I always say, if you're going to do something, the way you protest is you vote.
Right. If you don't agree with Chick-fil-A, then, you know, don't go there. But I think you don't care on what you brought up about your niece. That's actually a really, really great point, is because one man who just happens to be the CEO of this company opened his big mouth when he shouldn't have. All of this trickles down, and there are so many people, right down to the store managers who may not necessarily believe that, to feel like your niece, who I don't know what she does, but, you know, she's a frontline worker who doesn't necessarily believe that. But let's face it, in this economy, you're going to work for whoever gives you a job, regardless of what that company
is. Well, bitch, I'd quit and go to Taco Bell. I'm just saying.
Well, maybe she don't have a Taco Bell.
Like, she's a high school student. She's 16 years old. You know, she's a dance, like, she's, you know, in the drill team, and like, this, yeah, like, she can't just quit and go get another small job. She's like,
you know,
I told you in the beginning, I love me some Chick-fil-A, and I will still be up in there.
Oh, no.
What I would love to know, and I'm sure that there is no way they could legally collect this information, but I would love to know how many LGBTQ folks work at Chick-fil-A, or how many people that work for Chick-fil-A either know someone in their family, because I think that would be interesting. I think it would be eye-opening for this guy, Mr. CEO of Chick-fil-A, realize how many people that he is criticizing against or discriminating against actually work for his company. I think that would be eye-opening for him.
Good
That's
point.
Courage.
I
like
heard a doorbell.
Yeah, and I kept going. Sorry.
Who is it?
Hello, who is it?
Hello.
Hi.
You don't know your favorite drag queen?
Oh, Madison, what's going on?
You always have that, like, who the hell is it sound to your voice.
Because your hello is not familiar.
You sounded like you were smoking the reefer.
Hello. We can't tell from hello, but the minute you start talking, we can tell.
Well, that's because I forget that I need to talk as Madison and not as, you know, as if I actually have genitals. Oh, wait. That sounds... Anyway.
That's
that sounded
cool.
fun.
So,
that
Madison,
sounded fun.
How do you feel about the Chick-fil-A's?
All I got to say is that just let my ass get up in there and in that business. And let me tell you right now, I swear, they will never have a problem with a homosexual again because you unleash a pissed off Madison Devon. I don't need a time of the month. I will just rip them a new one, and they will be love homos until freaking rainbows start coming out of their their chicken bucket.
So they start shitting glitter.
What was that?
So they start shitting glitter.
I will tell you, they don't want their nuggets, you know, glitterified.
The nuggets glitterified. That's great. Hilarious.
Telling you right now, I don't deal with some discrimination. I'm already dealing with that right now. I'm telling you, that homo hater is not going to like me when I'm done with him.
Who discriminated against you?
Oh, a former coworker, and I'll tell you he's former for a reason now. I will tell you that right now.
Hey,
and on top of it, just ask Jeffrey. He'll remember years ago when George W. Bush said that we couldn't marry. What did I do? I made my car into a billboard. I said, gay and Bush has got to go in so many different ways. And I just took to the street. You don't piss off a drag queen. We know seven ways to kill you with a high heel.
Yeah, he had like, what was it, an 89 Buick LeSabre or some shit? And he had wrote all over that thing. And they didn't they, like, put bricks through your shit?
Oh,
no.
No.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
First it got keyed from front to back. All four tires were slashed. And then as all of that got fixed and I was back on the road, they cut my brakes.
Get out of here. Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Gosh,
that
don't
sound like
crazy.
A hate crime.
That's
bitch.
So
that
criminal.
Sounds like that sounds like a jilted lover. Did you piss my J off?
Mom, he will clip your brakes.
He knows how to do that, too.
Well, I mean, maybe the donkey wasn't too happy that day.
Wow.
Yeah, that's crazy. See, that's my thing. Like, I believe you can say and do whatever you want to say. Like, who does that? Who cuts brakes and who, like, keys cars? Like, really? Really? That's crazy.
Well, it's like those crazy Christians who bomb abortion clinics.
Right.
And then it's like, come on, guys, you're missing the whole point. God never said to kill people. But, I mean, you are being hypocritical in the fact that you're bringing violence on and you're trying to take a stand saying that you're pro-life, but you're taking life. Like, what are you doing?
Right. They're like, we don't want you to kill the unborn baby, but we're going to kill you.
Right, what the hell is that about?
Well, that's the thing. If you take any belief or anything and you become radical with it, like, you are the people you hated. Like,
yeah,
that's
you're
right.
crazy.
Like, and that's what people don't see. It's just like, you know, I don't know. There was some drama on Facebook. I'll probably be defriended if the person's listening, which I don't care. I don't know, there was some problem with a friend or whatever, and then apparently, I'm assuming from the way I read the comments, was this person was gay. And they were particularly upset because the person made a comment, F your God, or something along those lines.
Oh,
and
that's
this bitch
nice.
Was all like, oh no, I'm not putting up with nobody blaspheming. And I never knew this person was as religious as they were. And then somebody commented something about tolerating homosexuals. And she's like, I tolerate homosexuals, but maybe I'm wrong and maybe God is angry at me. And I'm like,
wow.
Yeah. Okay, you're tolerating homosexuals. Well, I'm tolerating you being a closed-minded bigot moron.
Wow.
I just think it's so crazy because it's like, at the end of the day, who is anyone to judge? Like, if you really examined someone's life, there are so many character flaws on every single person on this earth, so many insecurities, so many mistakes, so many everything, that it's almost one of those situations that you go, how can you hate or be so radical against someone so badly? How can you hate someone so badly for what they're doing in their life? What in what? Whose business is it to you? Like, who cares? Like, I really could care less what someone else does. You know, as long as it doesn't to my life and affect me or mine, you know? And 9 out of 10 these situations aren't harming anyone else.
And I was at work the other day, and we have she likes to say she ain't conservative, but she is. I know she ain't listening, so I ain't too worried about it. But I will tell you, she stood there and she said, we had somebody talking about how they wanted a Halloween wedding, and they wanted everybody to dress up. And I was like, you know, I think that's cool. And she goes, don't you understand marriage is all religious? That's why gays shouldn't marry. Do you understand how hard it was for me not to knock this bitch out?
You know what's so crazy? Because there are so many scriptures in the Bible that basically teach you to love. So I don't understand. It never tells you love this kind, but you don't love this kind. You love this one, but you don't love that one. It just teaches you to love. And everyone's equal. And the crazy thing is, one of the major scriptures is that we were made in the likeness image of the Lord, if you're a Christian. So everyone is made in that image, not me and this other person. But, you know, if you're gay, you're not in that image. It's like there's no ifs, ands, or buts, you know?
You can catch Miss Ashley's sermon this Sunday at 11 a.m. right here on Unscripted Radio. Just kidding.
Well, I think I heard a doorbell.
Oh, yeah. Hello?
What's going on?
Oh.
Was that a false alarm? Because I'm having
nightmares.
Hello.
Hello.
Who's there?
Can
who goes
me?
There? Hark.
It's BC.
Oh, BC. What's cracking? You got to weigh in on this, huh?
I have to. Well, my thing is that I believe that everyone should have an opinion, but it'd be nice if you educated yourself. Not you, but if people that have these opinions educated themselves first.
Thanks for
good
clarifying.
Day.
I absolutely agree with you.
Absolutely.
Well, because honestly, if you want to know the origin of marriage, none of us can know that because that predates our recorded human history. Although we do know, if you go to Egypt or the old Mesopotamia, there's still tombs of two men and two women being buried together. And amongst other heterosexual people. So we know that the earliest civilizations accepted homosexuality. And we also know when homosexuality was taken or was made a sin or whatever. And that was happening in the 4th century when the Christians started to put together the Bible. And that's where we are today. So before that, there was even Christians who married gay people before that. So... to me, it's kind of confusing as to, like, why, who cares? First of all, if you're not gay, then why do you care, you know?
Exactly. But blame the heterosexuals for keep making homos. I'm just saying.
That's true.
Miss Kitty, are you okay?
Oh, my gosh, that was hysterical.
Well, honey,
that was.
Not making no more gay babies. If you heterosexuals to keep making gay.
Oh, my gosh, that was the best thing I've ever heard. That was so funny.
It's the truth.
That's why it's great.
I missed it.
Oh,
I said, you know, stop blaming the gays because it's all the heterosexuals to keep making homos.
That's true. That's very true. Take the hetero to make a baby.
You know what I think it is? Like, think about this. Like, in life, it's always somebody. Like, I hate to say it, but there's always, like, a certain group of people, and they always have to hate on something or criticize something or be in other people's business or just be mean. Like, it's almost sad how if it's not the gays, then it'll be, you know, back in the day, it might have been women. If it wasn't, you know, they were hating on women, didn't want women to have rights, didn't want them to vote. If it wasn't women, it was, you know, they didn't want slaves to be free. They didn't want African Americans to have rights to vote. I mean, it's like you're always hating on something. It's like every generation is surrounded hate. And it's so sad that as
well,
a people, we have
and
evolved,
a lot of those people
we
are still
are
alive
getting
today.
It right. What was that?
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of the people who were affected by African Americans and women who were affected, they're still alive today. I mean, Whoopi
right.
Goldberg a couple of weeks ago was on The View, and she was talking about how her own mother couldn't vote because she was black and a woman in the country she was born in. And she's still alive right now, and she remembers that. So,
yeah, because it wasn't very long ago. Like, if you think none of this was that long ago. So, to me, I always go, if you've been discriminated against, then how do you discriminate against someone else if you know directly how that feels?
That's
and
crazy.
Almost everybody has been affected by discrimination at some point in their
mm-hmm.
life.
Mm-hmm.
So, I always just
there's so many different kinds.
Right.
Yep.
It blows my mind. So...
Well, and this
wow,
is the thing, too. Like, people pick apart the Bible to take what
right.
they want out of it, to use
absolutely.
For ammunition. But that's what
mm-hmm.
I always love, especially, like, you know, this particular person, you know, that was all talking about God and Jesus and the Holy Book and blaspheming and blah, blah, blah on her big rampage. And I just kind of want to be like, wow, bitch, if you really read the Bible, it says you need to obey man. And since I'm a man, you need to shut up and sit the fuck down. I'm just saying.
But
it also can't work. You need to stay home and just make babies. And make sure that you don't have any oral sex, because that's a sin, too, and you're going to hell.
Oh,
and
you
can only
read
have
that
sex
Catholic Bible
procreate.
Again.
That's still illegal in some states.
I'm just saying, like, you can't pick apart something and use the part that is convenient to you at that moment. Like, it's bullshit to me, and that makes you a horrible Christian. Like, it doesn't work. You cannot take what you want out of it, make it yours, and then use that to bitch at. Like, it's bullshit. It's bullshit,
right.
bullshit, bullshit. Like, if you're
right.
going to take it, you need to take the whole thing. Bitch, you need to sit home and obey your husband and do whatever the fuck he says, and you need to wait on that son of a bitch hand and foot, because that's what the Bible says. So, don't talk to me about the Bible talking about Gates is going to hell, bitch, because you got nothing to say because you're a woman. So don't give me this
right.
shit. Like, it drives me absolutely
you know what?
Insane.
A lot of times, though, like, what blows my mind, if you really get into Bible study and you really get into, it's not literal meaning, it's like metaphysical meaning. So I think that's where a lot of the translation and a lot of the interpretations get so skewed, you know? And
well,
it's like, it's just a crazy thing how I know a million people, maybe not a million, but I know, like, every person I know, I would say probably 99% of them has committed fornication. Like,
right.
they had sex before marriage. And it clearly states in the Bible, that no sin is greater than another. So if you've had sex before marriage, then that means the guy who killed those people, I'm not saying that, you know, but no sin is greater than the other. If a man killed someone and you had sex before marriage, we're all sinners.
Yep.
So there's no judgment. You should not ever work from a place of judgment. I'm not saying you can't believe what you believe. That's what makes the world go round. I love the
mm-hmm.
fact that people have beliefs. I love the fact that people have strong beliefs. I love that we can, like, have this conversation and everyone has a really strong opinion and is very passionate. I think it's when you purposely go after people and purposely try to invoke your opinion on others, that's when it's a problem. Because you just can't do it. And like your friend that you're saying, I mean, you could probably look at her life and pick apart at least 10 sins right off the right.
Oh,
off
yeah,
the
absolutely.
That you know of, you know? And it's
not,
like,
not me. I'm perfect.
No! You
bitch,
are perfect, Miss Kitty.
I just saw a poop fly by my window dragging a sign with your name on it.
Well, what happened was...
She's perfectly sinful.
I'm perfectly human.
Exactly. Exactly. So.
Well,
I think people... Oh,
no,
go ahead.
I think
sorry.
People also forget that there's the Tao, which is the Chinese, you know, quote Bible, and it was written thousands of years before Jesus was ever alive or Muhammad or the Jewish religion or anything. And if you read it, it basically says all the, you know, treat others as you would like to be treated and all these things. It just doesn't have all the story behind it. And so
right.
I think as time went on, you know, man interjected their own ego into these different books, and that's where we have
right.
these problems.
So
right.
this part is probably
and
how many different
too.
Versions is there?
Well,
there's like a million
like,
different versions.
Think about this. Like Christianity was, they originally had the Bible, and then the Queen Elizabeth at the time, or it might have been King James anyway, they hired, you know, a writer to translate the Bible. And they basically, through translation, again, like I say, it's all like interpretation. So if somebody's translated this, it's not going to be completely accurate, you know, or it's not going to
right.
be, you know, and I'm not saying that the Bible is not the, you know, if you're a Christian, I mean, obviously I was raised as a Christian, so I believe, you know, in the ideals of what the Bible states. So that's not, I'm not saying to go against it or it's wrong, or,
right,
but I'm just
right,
saying
right.
you brought up a good point. There are different translations. There are different interpretations. You know, when Christianity, it was a big hoo-ha when they separated from, you know, Catholic faith and went to Christianity. It was like a big, it was a big political thing. It wasn't a religious thing. It was a political
oh, yeah.
thing. So it's
well,
like
King
you
Henry
really got to.
Was the first one to do that.
Right, right. So, I mean, Brian said, BC said a perfect thing. You have to educate yourself before you open
right.
your mouth.
So. That is absolutely
well, and
true.
I think that's the funniest part. Like, there's just so many different interpretations.
Yeah.
And, I mean, look at the Catholics. It wasn't all about a couple of years ago, and we talked about this before. There was purgatory, and if a baby wasn't baptized, they were going to purgatory. They couldn't go to heaven because they weren't baptized. Well, now purgatory no longer exists. Like, can you make my fucking mind up? Like, come on. Like, are you kidding?
I'm confused.
It's so
yeah.
Well,
it's
and my
so
concern
insane.
More so is the psychological effects on people when you do that to them, because now
right.
their child is dead. They have to suffer for the rest of their life thinking that they're burning forever. God only knows what they're thinking. I mean, that's
right.
terrible. That's I cannot believe that any god that anyone worships would want that. I mean,
right.
give me a break.
Right. God didn't, like, create you or create your child who unfortunately could have died without being baptized so that, you know, like, you're absolutely right. Like,
yeah.
the psychological effect of that, like, oh, my gosh. Like, I just can't believe that that's how the world was thought up. And if you believe
right.
in a higher power, I don't think that was his mission, was to put people earth to suffer, you know, or
and if
to suffer your thoughts or to be condemned every day, you know, it's just crazy.
And if you strip away all of the bullshit from every religion, all the principles are the same. You need to do good to end up in a good place.
Right.
Period. That's
mm-hmm.
it. That's
right.
all it's about.
That's
it's
it.
Do good.
That's it. And every time you think about doing bad, it's always like you get a little voice in your head that goes, maybe you shouldn't do that. You get that moment where you have a choice. It's just a matter of choosing.
And
it's a matter of dealing with, you know, what happens when you do choose the wrong things. Or it's just, what do you do when the wrong thing just falls in your lap and you have no...
If it's a Power
you
Ranger,
no
you just do it.
You go to the peace conference or you go to Africa if you're a Power Ranger.
No, you know
yep.
you did dead wrong when you go to confession and the priest drops the Bible.
Oh.
Just saying.
Yep, that's a sure sign.
Or when you go to confession and the priest said, but he had three first names, what were you thinking?
Oh.
Yeah. I know,
yeah.
it's so crazy. Like, every, like, I know, the Catholic faith, I told you guys, I was raised, my mom was Catholic and my dad was, you know, Baptist. But it's like, man, I always had a problem with a church that protected priests that would molest children. Like, I just was like, I don't want to listen. And it's not like I'm coming up with fake things. Like, there's more stories about priests than any other religion where people are molesting, you know, children. Like,
right.
I think a lot of people just don't want to admit that it's a business first and foremost. It's not a religious, I mean, it's a religious
right.
organization, but they're there to make money first and foremost. So that's why
right.
they protect all these people.
Well, the Pope sure as hell not living in no shack, that's for certain. I'm
oh.
just
Hello.
Saying, how many Catholics are dirt poor? And then I love, if you do the old school
Church
Catholic,
is a big business.
You,
Church
you're
is
supposed
a huge
to donate
business.
10% of your income to the church. Well, how about the church donate 10% of their income to all the poverty-stricken families that
well,
can't afford to
feed their
children?
Well, our churches do. My churches do. Not only do we feed them, but we do fundraise, and we build orphanages, we build homes. That's what we do with a lot, most of our money.
Don't get me wrong, at our church. Give you a box of macaroni, a stick of butter, and, you know, like 4 pieces of bread if you're hungry, but that's about it.
Well, no, we do lots of different things. We do makeovers so that you can get a job. We do, backpacks when it's back to school season. We do coat drives when it's cold. Like, I mean, it's just limitless. It's always something new every single week. It's a new kind of drive. It's a new kind of donation.
Okay,
it's a new kind of help. Because that's what you're supposed to do. That's
yeah, there's a lot of churches that do that. A lot of churches. I come from, like, Texas. It's like the Bible Belt. There's a church on every corner, and there are a lot of churches that minister to the community and do a lot.
No,
so.
I mean, that's the point. That's what my dad does. I mean,
right.
That is one of the main things
that
you're supposed to do. You're supposed to help. You're supposed to give back.
The Catholic churches around here are not
big
on giving.
No, I'll tell you this. L.A. is a perfect example. Church is a big business. I've never lived in a city where you can go to a church and the preacher is driving a Bentley, and there's a VIP section with all the celebrities.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to have to call corruption on that.
And so this is the thing. In those churches, they'll don't minister to the community. They give out scholarships. They do all that, but it's a business as well. So, I mean, what I will say for Katrina, that I know of several churches that are very, like, they are, you know, they do so much for, they, like, save a community in a way, because they're the heart of that community. And hopefully that's what a church is supposed to be. It's supposed to be the heart.
I saw this story.
Exactly.
I get it.
They're both good at that. So, but, yeah, it's, like, crazy here. I should take you guys to a church, because you would be like, what the what? Because
there's
a VIP section.
Church I want to go to.
Della Reese's Church.
Absolutely.
oh my gosh. You know what I just realized? Jeffrey,
what?
When you are here in Los Angeles, guess what movie comes out?
What?
Sparkle with Whitney Houston.
Oh, so we're going, right?
Yeah. We might be the only two, but we're going.
I'm going.
You're going? Mike, you going?
Of course.
I'll go. How much are movie tickets out there?
I'll get the movie tickets. It's on me. You buy the popcorn,
I
got the
then.
Movie.
All right.
So,
if you buy my
guys,
ticket, I'll go.
You know,
I got something
the
to tell you.
The movie tickets are like $14.50. The popcorn's
$19.75. No,
it ain't. Well, maybe we could go to that one in L.A. that's super fancy where they serve alcohol.
Oh, that's my kind of movie theater. I'm in.
Guys, I have something that I'm kind of excited about that I want to bring into our fundraiser.
Yes.
I have an original Nickelodeon jean jacket because everything they did was denim. And it's a size extra large, but it's got Nickelodeon on it. And I got it on the set during the first season from Nickelodeon Studios at Universal Studios in Florida. And it's got this big orange Nickelodeon logo on it. And I'm going to have the cast
Are
of all that
autograph
sign it. Yeah, I'm going to autograph it. I'm going to have everybody that I can possibly grab when we're in L.A. autograph it. And so I'm going to put that up as one of our prizes.
Oh,
awesome.
I think you need to get all of your little All That co-stars on their Twitter accounts posting about that shit.
Well, I just posted it on all of their Facebooks, so everybody's Facebooked it.
Fancy. That's what I like
here. So what do they have to do in order to get that? What is the prize? I mean, what do they have to do to get it?
You tell me. Well, what do they have to do to get a Karen Ashley piece of memorabilia? I don't know. This is original. It's pretty fabulous.
I know. I'm, like, trying to think. Do I even have anything? I think I've told everyone I don't have anything.
This is original. It's authentic, and it's super fabulous. And I really love it. I've been treasuring it forever. And I can attach my badge that I actually had on the set when I first filmed the first year, and you can see the Nickelodeon badge with my little name and the date and my face on it, and I look terrible.
You might need to keep that. You might need to keep the badge. Like, that's pretty
cute. No, I do not look cute. It's not cute at all.
This bitch, you're so vain.
But I really want to get rid of this picture. I'm so vain.
No, you know what we need to do with this jacket? We should get that up and auction it on eBay so it can go to the highest bidder. That's what I like.
Ooh.
We'll get a little friendly competition going on. That's how you make
all
money.
Right. Let me call
Mama
Joyce.
I don't know how to do eBay. You volunteering for that, Mike J?
Katrina, Mama Joyce, you can get that up there yesterday. You just need to send me a couple photos.
There you go.
Yeah.
Mama
okay.
Joyce.
And then
is our resident eBay expert.
Who's going to sign it? Put on the give Mama a list of the people we're going to get to sign it, and that's it.
And we just have to make sure that we set a minimum bid, you know, so that we can't have people like betting my dollar and
I think the minimum
bid
would have to be $500 because that's like an original. Like, you can't get stuff like that.
Yeah.
It is original. That is true, and it is autographed.
If they want it that badly, they will spend the money. And we'll get a little bidding war going on. They have this thing
bid
shark or something. I don't know.
All of our All That friends to tweet about it and post the link to the eBay page, I think we can actually make some magic here. Maybe we can actually film on location at Universal Studios on Susan Delfino's front porch. I'm just saying.
I have to send you guys pictures. It's really cute.
Have you seen the rates on Universal Studios? We might need 10 jackets. On their lot.
Did you not call our manager, publicist, / everything?
Well, I did send her a text, but this is my thought. Why are we calling in a favor for tickets when we're going to need her to give us a favor? We need a good favor. Like, this
that
we could probably figure out on her own. I'm not one to, like, favor people out. But I did send her a text, and we're talking tomorrow.
I am posting this badge, this hideous badge, on the Unscripted Facebook page. You guys have to see it. You're going to die. It's terrible.
I'm going to look right now.
It's just little Katrina. There's nothing wrong with her.
But the problem is I wasn't little. I was as big around as I was tall, and it was not cute. I am not
so
joking.
Cute. You are so cute.
Mm-mm. When I was on the news with Donny Osmond, we bonded because we both understand that these hideous pictures never die.
Yeah.
He understood. It's like, you know, I'm sure Karen, you get it, but it's like most people have like a yearbook picture and then it goes away. And you look at it once every 4 years and that's it. It stays on a shelf, in a closet, whatever, hidden, buried, and dead. Our stuff is Googleable, and it's just not fair.
I know.
It's not fair.
So
it's not fair.
Is that there were so many freaking pictures. They took so many freaking pictures of us on that Power Ranger set, and there was one picture that I was asleep. They woke me up, and it was, like, on the set of the movie, and I get up, and the makeup artist was, like, on another set helping someone else, so I was like, just take it. They took my picture, and that's the fucking picture that's everywhere that I see all the time. And
I hate that.
Are you kidding me? Like, out of every picture in the whole wide world, that's the one that gets posted on my wall 1,000,000,000 times. Just my luck.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
Katrina, where is this picture?
I'm posting it right now.
Why does Mike J get quiet all the time?
Because he's probably on Adam for Adam.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I had to make sure to put in my order for condoms and lube for L.A., otherwise it won't get here in time.
Whoa.
You asked.
Whoa.
Listen, you asked, I'm going to tell you. It's not like I got
any pizza. Aren't y'all sharing a room and a bed?
We are.
I'm really excited about that. It's going to be like... It's going to be like, you know, me, some weirdo off the internet, and Mike J. And the spooning situation might get uncomfortable.
Listen, as long as I don't wake up with some of your weave in my mouth, we'll be okay.
You might.
Katrina, you're right about getting rid of that bad.
That is the least of your worries of what's going to end up in your mouth the way you're...
I was right about getting rid of the badge. It's hideous.
Right.
You saw it?
You should probably just burn that bitch.
I told you. But it's original.
Oh, my God.
It's how you get
like
into
that.
Universal Studios. And that is what it looks like when you are a TV star.
Hey, isn't Nickelodeon Studios in
LA
now? Do you think that bitch will still work?
Yeah, maybe we can get it.
We can get some access.
I don't think so.
You're like, what? He was on a show. What, she's on Nickelodeon. Why? This is original badge. This is original badge. Come on now.
This is original. Okay?
This badge,
it's amazing.
Badge. Oh, my gosh. Craziness. I think it's about that time, Pete.
It is.
I think it is.
We got to thank Madison for calling in. BC still hanging on the line. God bless your heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you have not donated yet, we've got some fabulous prizes. You just heard about this Nickelodeon original jacket with this amazing, beautifully decorated badge that's going to come with it. All that cast. You better get in there and get in there quick.
Yeah, we're going to get that on eBay. We'll keep you guys posted as far as the eBay link so that you guys can check that out. I think that's going to be the best way for us to go is eBay. We'll do a little healthy competition. I like that. Because you can't put a price on that. You cannot put a price. It can only go to the person who loves all that the most, in which case they got a big pocketbook as well as a big heart.
And that's nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, worldwide. So go to www.indiegogo.com/unscriptedreality. We need your help. Good night, everybody.
Absolutely. Good night, everybody.
We love you long time.
And all we love, come take. Do it this week. Show some love. No discrimination.
Yeah, you tell them.